70 years ago in rural Ireland, every house had a thatched roof, you know. And the last training program that was here in Donegal was 43 years ago, where 10 young participants trained in roof thatching skills and got an accredited award. That time it was known as FAS, which was the training body at that time. And these people now are, you know, you can make up the maths, and they're coming to the end of their working career in thatching, and there is a terrible scarcity of thatchers in the whole country. And the thatched house is an iconic part of our Irish landscape, and we used it as a marketing tool for tourism and everything. And, I mean, it's a work of art. Many of the thatched houses in rural Ireland were a work of art. I mean, it might have taken 3 years to gather up the stones to build those houses, and it might have taken 5 years to build them. And it was, you know, such a part of Ireland back then. And it's a pity to see it dying out. And we saw this happening. I was born in a thatched house myself, and our house is one of the houses that was done up. It was used as a training house for thatchers back in 1981. And there's another thatcher that trained there, lives beside me that time, and myself and him had both a great interest in fostering the idea of opening a thatching school. It took a long time, but we opened it in October, and we feel we have a very fine facility there. We have modular roofs inside, traditional to the different thatching skills from the different parts of the country, whether it's straw, whether it's reed, whether it's flax or whatever. So, you know, it has the capacity to train people from the whole country, and linking the type of thatching that's in their county down the years.
And, you know, I guess when people think of Ireland on a postcard, I think 9 times out of 10, it probably includes a thatched roof house anyways. And for you, once you've started the school off and trying to get people to pass on your knowledge to, I guess, because that's an important part of keeping the culture alive, because if it's not catered to, if it's not tended to, once it's gone, then it's gone forever, isn't it?
Yeah, and the big, you know, we have only a few thatchers that generation left, my generation, and you know, it's like planting a small seed in the ground. We have to watch it grow, we have to nurture it, and we have to try to build the school up and use it to the best of our ability to train young people who have a genuine interest in it from all over the country. Some people will pick it up quicker than others, but it's you know, we hope really to get going now in the second half of this year. We've had a number of what's known as small training days to see what interest there was in it. And there is great interest in it from all over the country. People come from all over the country for those 2 days. So we're evolving now into the longer term training course, and hopefully an accreditation will be issued at the end of it on thatching and health and safety and all aspects that go with it, same as was done, you know, over 40 years ago. And like with modern skills and everything, the thatched houses that we have all over the country, our objective is for to try to maintain them and not let them fall. I mean, because these thatched houses, they were simple buildings and they're not very big. And then there's a good big grant out of them now to do them up. And they can be made into lovely 1 or 2 bedroom houses still. And, you know, it's you could level it in 10 minutes, but, you know, it could take, I remember, it took maybe 3 years to build it. And we had some very famous thatched houses too in Ireland, where Páirc Pearce came to learn his Irish in Connemara. That was a thatched house. And when Princess Grace visited Newport County Mayo, Princess Grace and Monica visited Newport County Mayo in 1961, it was a thatched roof that was in the house. So these are, you know, they're part of our history. And there were also thatched houses in towns like Bundoran and Ballyshannon, you know, and as part of the town. And so we really have, I mean, if I look at my own road, like from Ardra to Port New, you know, when I was growing up in the 1950s, there was about 25 thatched houses there now, and there's 2. So it shows how important that it is for us to try to, you know, to keep what thatched houses we have in Donegal and what thatched houses we have in Ireland and what we have that we now start and try to make sure that we're able to keep them up. And very important also is that we look at growing materials. In the past, We grew all those materials ourselves. We grew the straw, we grew the flax, and we harvested the reed on the Callows and the Shannon and Wexford and the more marshy lands. But now we're importing that. So there's a lot of work to do. But hopefully between Chagas and between agricultural colleges and between training bodies and between the Heritage Council and between the Department of Environment and Vernacular Heritage, that we can all just pull together. And as I say, we feel we have a fine facility there, and it's at the Dolman Centre, and all the facilities are there.